Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Great news! Brandon is going to put on his super cape today and become a superhero. But before Brandon transforms into something that is superhuman, we're going to give you 5 seconds of silence, brought to you by Smarticle. Is your cape red like Superman's? Is it more of a pastel? Maybe you like aquamarine.
Fuchsia.
I would, by the way, love to see you in a very tight suit. Like, and it shows your nipples, just like Batman in the old days. This would be great.
Here is the headline. You do wonder why every one of the superheroes had to wear, like, these literally crotch, outfits that were so skin tight. You're like, do they need it to fight crime with a cape?
You know what? I am going to go onto your OnlyFans site and pay you to put on a tight super. Is that acceptable on your OnlyFans site?
Oh, Larry.
It is?
Oh, Larry.
Okay, good. Larry. Here's your headline. Humans really have superpowers. Scientists are studying them. Whether through genetics or training, scientists say even mere mortals can develop extraordinary abilities. This is from the National Geographic. Erica Engaput brings us this article. Brandon, I don't believe you have a woke megameter because superhuman powers are not woke or not MAGA.
No. It's a science article, straight up. I mean, it's just really really interesting article, though, but it was no MAGA on this for sure. No woke, no mocha, no WAGA.
So at the end of this, you're going to put on the really tight outfit with the cape? Is that what
I am going to do that, okay. Yes.
Here's a smidge. Superpowers are real. Okay, maybe humans can't sprout giant claws like X-Men's Wolverine or shoot energy beams from their eyes like Cyclops, Brandon can. But our bodies and brains hold the potential for many seemingly superhuman feats, scientists say. The Sherpa people of the Himalayas, Brandon, you know, for instance, have adapted to high altitude with genes that supercharge their strength and endurance. But other superpowers can be acquired. Mental athletes who perform amazing feats of memory swear that anyone can develop a mind like a steel trap. Scientists are just starting to learn what's going on inside the bodies and minds of people and these of other heightened abilities. When scientists scanned the world-famous climber brain Alex Honnold using functional MRI in 2016, they found something surprising. When shown graphic images that typically trigger intense activity in the amygdala, a brain region linked to fear, Honnold's amygdala was utterly silent. So what they're saying is, we don't really know this, the chicken or the egg, this brave mountain climber who has that great documentary on Netflix, I think. When they went to scan his brain where fear is, they found no fear. So did he learn to not have fear, or was he born without fear?
Yeah, again, you're going to get mad at me if I try to do anything sciencey and not trust science. I remember that documentary, and they talked about the fact that
incredible.
It is incredible. I mean, it's incredible to watch.
He walks El Capitan with, like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, and the fact that he does it without ropes and he's like hanging by a fingernail upside down 1,000 feet off the valley floor, it's insane. But Alex Honnold, I think they brought it up in the thing, or at least I read it somewhere.
This.
I know.
You're gonna say he doesn't have fear?
No, they say he might be on the spectrum.
Oh, he has autism. Yeah, like,
and I'm just wondering if maybe having autism, because that is something like those people, like these, you see these videos or these movies or read about these people that are piano virtuosos, but are like severely autistic, cannot communicate, cannot talk, cannot whatever, and then they could play Rachmaninoff. I mean, they're just crazy. So the brain is an amazing, amazing thing. It can do the whole thing if we only use 10% of our brain. Alex Honnold, for whatever reason, has been able to harness or turn off a part of his brain. Like, no one would climb that stuff that does. I mean, that is insane.
Well, there's a lot of people that, not a lot.
No, but I'm saying the way he does it. And he says, I'm not without fear. I just am very calculated. I've always heard that about climbers, that they're actually not like risk takers. What they are is they plan everything out. So he plans, and he says, it's just because I've learned to do this. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but it's fascinating to think about.
Well, just to wrap this up, because then we can go on. But I mean, there's got to be both. Like, he's got to be born with this ability to not have fear, but also he trains himself to better that.
Right, but the article says there are things in there that says anyone can train their brain, regardless of what you're born with, to do certain feats. That's what the article says. I don't know if that's true or not. They talked about, like, memory, these people that have these massive, crazy memories. I find it hard to believe that anyone can do this, but that's what the article says. That's part of the point of the article.
Well, so this is a great question for you, because I've known you for over 25 years, And so your great superpower is pissing people off. Like, you can walk in a room and just like instantly piss anyone off. Have you trained? Like, is that something you've been trained, or like just that's just a general thing? Okay. No comment. No comment because of that. But the one that I think about is holding your breath. Like, that's an easy one for me that you sometimes do. Like, you, there's these people that can hold their breath for like 20 minutes. Like, Tom Cruise trained himself for like a stunt. I heard him in it. Like, it was like 5 minutes. That's insane.
Yeah.
He's a mere mortal. He trained himself to be able to hold his breath for 5 minutes. I go into the water, I can't do it for like 40 seconds.
Well, that's like those, the crazy part is those people that do the free diving where they go down like 200 meters, some crazy amount, and they have to, they have to do it slowly. I mean, it's just crazy how long they go down there. But those people, I think that there's a combination of genetics and also training.
Art said that one.
No, but they train. I mean, I've watched the documentaries on them. They can hold their breath longer than normal people, but then they train like crazy. I find that to be horrifying. That not only are they training themselves to be able to hold their breath for a long time, but to stop the fear factor of it, right? So that they're going down, you're down there, you can't just turn around and just start going up when you start running out of breath. You have to do it slowly or you will die. And I just think that is incredible how they're able to do that.
Okay, so what's the difference then with someone who like trains themselves to climb El Capitan with their pinky, which is essentially a superpower, versus David Copperfield, who's a magician, right? He is not a magician. Like, magic's not real. It's just training. He's trained himself to do these amazing thing. We think it's a superpower. It's just training. And the same thing with going up a mountain. It's just training. Like, well, is there a difference?
Yeah, but you change
other than death.
The physiology of your body, you're affecting it.
Well, they do. Like, if you watch a true magician, they like some of those, like they jigger themselves into these tiny little spots. So it's just training.
You could say that that was their change. I mean, one of the interesting things that the article talked about was people that were in areas where their genetics had changed, where they literally physiologically had
Sherpas.
Changed. Because the Sherpas were one example. I remember
Eskimos can handle cold.
Right. I was in Peru and I was hiking Machu Picchu Trail.
Humble brag. Humble brag.
It's great. You should do it. And there was, I remember, you know, you're hiking and you're at altitude and it is brutal. I remember thinking about just one step in front of the air. So tired. And then these little Quechua kids that grew up there would run by you and they'd be like, gringo, Snickers? Snickers? They'd have boxes of candy as they're running up the hill to sell to the dirty gringos. I remember I just kind of like wanted to reach out and smack one of them, but I didn't even have the energy to do that. It was just incredible to me. They do this race on the Machu Picchu Trail.
Dear God.
Where they run the whole trail, which is, I think, 60 kilometers. So it's like over 40 miles. The world record is like 4 hours on this. Now, this trail, by the way, is like, it's not like a flat trail. You're running up hills and over boulders, and it's crazy. This whole thing, it was a Quechua guy, 19-year-old Quechua guy, so the native people there, and he ran it under like 4 hours. That's amazing. Like, the fact that your lungs can do that and then run that fast. So, yes, the human body can do amazing things.
Did that guy set the record eating Snicker bars while he was doing
it? I think he was eating Snicker bars.
If you watch any of those, I watched the one. This guy ran across the Sahara Desert. He basically did a marathon. It was a group of people. They did a marathon across the Sahara Desert like 30 days. Like, might have been 40. A marathon every day. 40. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And the main thing you get that I get out when you watch these documentaries is that the physical part is the easy part. It's the mental part. It's mentally harder to do something than your body will actually let you do it.
Oh, absolutely. Did you read, maybe we talked about, I can't remember, I might be having flashbacks, something else, but we did a long time ago, we did an article on the Barkley Marathon, which is this crazy race in Tennessee.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that a woman, the very first time ever, a woman finished the Barkley? And she finished it in like, they show pictures of this. This race is ridiculous. I mean, it is crazy.
Okay, we got it, yes.
No. But she finished this race, but on the last leg, you looked at it and you're just like, if this woman just didn't just power through this mentally, there was no way she was going to do this. So the human, what my point is, it requires both the training of the physical body, but also the mental strength to do that. Like, to run a marathon in every 7 days on 7 continents. Some dude did that, ran a marathon on every continent in the world in 7 days. I'm like, that's crazy.
You know, I'm trying to say this in a nice, tactful way.
Oh,
if that's your jam, like running this thing, blah blah blah. You either got to be single, or you got to
kids, 3 kids. This lady,
I know, but
kids.
Like, so then you're like, you have to train every day. You have to be selfish then, because there's no way.
Well, very self-focused.
No, but also selfish. Like, if you got 3 kids and you're training all day, you're neglecting your kids.
I would agree with that. I think that
so there's
anybody. Well, you could say the same argument with that man or woman who's like going to work 16-hour days because they want to build their company and make it great. Same thing.
I understand this idea that some people are wired for these crazy physical challenges and they become obsessed with them.
Right.
My argument is like maybe you shouldn't have a family, but okay, then maybe the family's right. good with mom setting the record. But I feel like there is something in those people's brains that like, hey, man, I got a great life. I'm not going to go train to hold my breath for 20 minutes. It's just,
well, think about Alex Honnold. He has a kid or one or two kids now. He's married. And he but he could fall and die tomorrow. Like I'm saying, it's like he innately is risking his life every time he goes up there. But he's not just risking his life. He's risking his family, too.
I just feel like there's got to be some sort of gene, and it's not the superpower gene. It's more the mental gene that you can train to do whatever it is to make yourself superhuman.
Right. But if you watch that Alex Honnold documentary, that clearly that dude was obsessed. That was his, like, it was breathing to him.
Well, those people are obsessed. There's the 100-foot wave one. These guys go to Portugal, ride the 100-foot wave. Yeah. You know, the one thing, the only thing most of these people do that have these superpowers, they're just looking for, in the instance of the 100-foot wave, they're looking for 30 seconds of focus where they're not thinking about anything else. Like, they get on top of this wave, and for 30 seconds, the only thing they could think about is actually riding that wave. But then a lot of them are drug addicts, and they got all this other stuff because, and like, their life sucks except for the 30 seconds where they're riding the giant wave.
Well, and there are two things that we talked about on this show, and I think it's important to sum up. There's one is that person you're talking about where they train themselves. Then there's those genetic, the Sherpas, the Ketchup people, the pearl divers of Thailand who can hold their breath like for 13, 14 minutes because they go down and they dive for like sponges or whatever. They, over thousands of years of doing this, have like through natural selection, just the people that are better at it have lived longer, I guess. So that happens too.
Okay, so that was my last question as we wrap this up. As evolution goes, will we have some mutant version of people? Human beings going to be around for another 200 years? Will we see?
Yeah, I think what's going to happen, and I'm not going to get into this show because I'm not a scientist, but I think there's going to be genetic modification of people. I think they're going to start doing some genetic modifications of people so that they like have gills or they, you know, they have these things that they can do to live in outer space. Right?
I've seen Wolverine. They already did it, Brent. I saw that movie. I've seen the mutation.
Right. But now it's possible. That's my point. It's possible.
It's possible to put claws on a dude when he gets angry. The swords stick out of the...
That wasn't his superpower, dumbass. His superpower was healing. He could heal himself all the time so that every time he snapped those titanium claws out, it would heal instantly. So he was literally ripping them out of his skin, but it would heal instantly. His superpower was not the claws, Larry.
Honestly, I really mean this. If you're listening right now and you want to see a superpower, email brandondoble@gmail.com. You can see how he can come to your house and piss you off. Like in seconds, he'll walk in a room and everybody will be angry at him. It's honestly, brandondoble@gmail.com. Have him come over and see your superpower.
Larry, I'd like to thank you for once again taking us right. It's shocking to me that we're not in the Joe Rogan category of podcasts. With your skills and the way you make fun of me, I'm surprised that more people aren't listening. So thank you, Larry, for that and building an even stronger show. Remember to like, follow, subscribe. We appreciate everything that you guys do and the fact that you're listening. We'll see you guys next time.
Thanks, you guys.
Or gals or people.